the topic of Hilchos Nida. So up until now we've been learning the sugyas about how a woman becomes a Nida and how she exits the status of being a Nida. Now we're going to talk about some of the halachas that govern her while she is a Nida, namely particularly the halachas of the harchakos. So of course the primary issue of Nida is actually the tashmish itself. That's of course the nisalav and nisakaris. But nevertheless, the whole series of other isurim that Halacha tells us one is not permitted to do when the woman is a Nida. Some of them are deraisa, some of them are derabbanan, some of them are Torah and Hagim. So we try to get a little bit of a better background in terms of this entire sugyas of our chakras, all the different institutions that were made, both by the Torah, by the Chachamim, by the Minig Israel, in order to prevent any violation of the Yisunid themselves. So the Isar, the notion of our chakra, the notion of separating, making a fence to protect one from violating the Isar Nida, according to many opinions in the Rishonim, actually is a din min haTorah. It's based on the Shittas HaRambam. The Rambam, it's on page 13, the second of the Rambam Kamos, fairly famous HaRambam, the Rambam, because it's Surabiyah, Perecha Pahal, Perecha Aleph. So the Rambam writes, Kala Bo'al Erva Min HaRayos, Derech Ivarim, O Shechibek V'Nishek Derech Ta'ava, V'Nerna V'Kir V'Bosar. Anyone who has any kind of physical contact with a woman who is an erva, whether that involves hugging, kissing, any other kinds of kirub basar, any derech taiva, it's a lashon Rambam, any other derech taiva kirub basar, so raise a local man of Torah. So the Rambam says that that would be a violation of the nisra lav in the Torah that we carry with it, Malkus. Shenema l'viltia sos bechukosa toivos, venema lo sikavu legalis erva, klomar lo sikavu l'dvarma mevil l'day gili erva. Beginning of the parish of Arayas, the parish of Achimos, so the Torah introduces the parish of Arayas by saying, Lo sikavu legalis erva. The Lashon tikavu is a Lashon kurva, Lashon coming close. So one is not allowed to do anything that could potentially lead one to violation of Gilui Arayas proper. So again, the Rambam is not talking yet about Nida, not in general terms, but Nida is one of the people on the list in parish of Achimos. So the Rambam's opinion is that that would be a violation of the Torah. Lo sikavu is a Lashon kurva. What is the source for the Shittas HaRambam? So this is it's a brisa that's quoted not in the Gemara per se, it's quoted in Avos Rabbi Nassan. Avos Rabbi Nassan is a compilation of brisas from the Shittas from the Spanish Rabbi Nassan. It goes almost parallel with Pirkei Avos. It's the same style as Pirkei Avos, but again, it's not part of the Mishnah's proper. It's a source of a brisa. So the Rambam understood that this is a real din min haTorah, this is the way we paskin, and that's exactly what losikavu legalis erva means. So therefore, according to the Rambam, any type of physical contact with one's wife when she was a Nida, if it's done derech taiva v'nenu v'kir basa, would be an actual violation of haTorah. Obviously, it wouldn't carry with it in Nisa Kares, but it would be an Nisa min haTorah. So there are other Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam's very premise. The Magid Mishnah, the Spach, quotes about the Ramban Zal, Necha Galabi Asagis, Shechibel Sefer Mitzvah. The Ramban wrote his Asagis to Sefer Mitzvahs, his comments and his disagreements with the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs. And the Ramban, great length, tries to show you that this statement of the Rambam is not correct, that this is not an Issa D'Oraisa. The Omer Shadrasha, Zosha B'Sifra, Eime Ela Asmach, this Brash appears in the Torah's Konim a little bit as well. And the Ramban argues that this is only an asmach. This is a general question. Whenever sometimes you have a Maimon Chazal that quotes a pasuk, and sometimes it's not clear from the context whether the Gemara meant this as a real drasha min haTorah, or whether the Gemara meant it as a derabban and as an asmach to bialma. When it's only a derabban and asmach to bialma, it's a further question. What do those words mean? It's a derabban and asmach to bialma. So the Rambam in Perashat Mishnah seems to say that asmach to bialma means that it's really a derabban. It's not fundamentally more chomer than any other derabban. The reason why Chazal was something that's going to possibly to support it is that way when a person learns Chumash, he'll remember, like a Yishtagul mnemonic device. He'll remember whenever he sees this Pasuk, oh, that's going to remind you of this Din Derabbanan. But according to the Simarin and the Rambam, it's not any more Chumash than any other Derabbanan. And the Ritva, Masechet Rosh Hashanah, quotes this Rambam and disagrees vehemently with the Rambam, very, very strongly terms against this Rambam. Ritva writes that that's not what an asmachta means. If it was just the Rabbanim, the Gemara would have called it a Rabbanim. So why did the Gemara almost mislead us by quoting a pasuk and then turning around and saying it's an asmachta bi'alma? So the Ritva says it means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to perform this, he wants us to fulfill this, and he gave it to us as a, like an Eina Mitzvah V'Yaseh. It wasn't a real chiyuv, it was more like a Ratzon HaTorah rather than a Tzivui HaTorah. And if and when Chazal decide to institute it as a real chiyuv, then we become mamish b'chuf to keep it, and it's a real din, it becomes a real halacha. But even though it's only a halacha on the level of the rabbanon, it's still considered to be the ratzon of a Kadosh Baruch on the level of the Raisa, although not the Torah's chiyuv, the Torah's kiyum, the Torah's enemy to the Yelsa, the Torah's ratzon abarei. So Again, assuming that this is only an asmachta, that would be a further breakdown, and therefore what? Therefore, it's just a plain derabanan, or therefore it's more common than a regular derabanan. But the Rambam says the whole thing is wrong. The Rambam says that it's mamash and diaraisa. It's no different than wearing shatnez, eating chazer, doing malach and yom tov. It's a regular law in the Torah, and it carries with it an onish of malchus. So the Ramban with the bar plukta of this Rambam, and the thrust of the Ramban sheet is that the whole thing is only a derabanan. Then the Rakhavish only quotes a snip from the Rabban, of course, one, 2 lines from the Rabban. We don't have it on the Mamkam. So if you look in the Rabban, it's Sefer Mitzvahs. So the Rabban has a long, long, long disagreement with the Rambam, claiming that Lo Sikrubu was only with the Rabbanan. And then at the end, the Rabban says that maybe the Rambam's partially right. Maybe Lo Sikrubu is a Deraisa, but not the way the Rambam presented it as being a Deraisa. Rambam presents it as an independent law, as a Lo Sikrubu, as a Chiyav Malchus, etc. The Rabban says maybe it's also in a Torah, but Torah's Chatzi Shir. So the same way we find that if a person eats half a kezayis of chazer, so that's an issur b'natar. So the point is, the yechiv is shlokish. The shlokish says chatzis shir is also only midirabanan, but we pass like the yechiv and the sefer yuma. The chatzis shir is also b'natar. But if a person eats a little bit of food on Yom Kippur, even less than the shir, so that's an issur b'natar. A lot of people are not aware of this. A lot of people think that when you have someone who's a chola, so no big deal. A chola can eat less than a shir. As long as he eats less than a shir, it's okay. That's b'chol not true. He has to be a cholo sheyesh b'sakana. If he's not a cholo sheyesh b'sakana, if it's not a potential, even a very, very remote potential, but if it's not at least a smash or a slight potential loss of life, then he's not permitted to eat even chatzishir, because chatzishir is also in the Torah. The reason why people make this mistake is because when you have a cholish yesh b'sakana and Yom Kippur, so you try to give him pachas b'gashir before you eat b'shir shalom. B'gashir doesn't carry with it in onish kares. You're supposed to try to minimize the issue as much as you can. But that doesn't mean to say that Bachas B'Gashir is only in the Rabbanan. That's not true. Paskin, B'lishim Safek, that Chatzishir is also in the Torah. In order to violate Nisa Deraisa, you have to be a Chadash Yesh B'Sakonah. So this concept of Chatzishir is for sure in the Torah. So the Rabban throws out a possibility in Sefer Mitzvahs that maybe Chibuk V'Nishuk, physical contact with a woman who's in Erva, smacks of a Chatzishir of Tashmish. Just as there's a sheer shalom of kezayis, if you eat less than a kezayis, it's also in the Torah, albeit without malchus. So too, there's a sheer shalom that's tashmish mamish. Anything less than that is considered to be a chatzishir. It would be also in the Torah, albeit it wouldn't carry with it any onus or malchus, unlike the Shita Seir Rambam. So the Ramban is not sure. He throws that out as a possibility, and maybe protection, but that's at least on the table as a possibility. That Ramban is a tremendous chiddush, because we're used to thinking the concept of chatzishir is usually a chatzishir in kamos, not a chatzishir in echos. Kamos means quantity, echos means quality. All the sugyas and shas that chatzishir are talking about, that instead of eating a full kesevis, a full size of a date, on Yom Kippur, I eat a half a date. Instead of eating a kezayis of a chazer, I eat a chatzis kezayis of chazer. Instead of eating a kezayis of chometz, I eat a half a kezayis of chometz. Those are all chatzishirs in quantity. Here the Ramban is describing something that's a chatzishir in echos, a chatzishir in quality. It's a different ma'aseh legamri. One's a ma'aseh bia, one's a ma'aseh chibuk v'nishuk. So it happens to be that one is halfway to the other, but that's a totally different application of chatzishir. So that's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush that the Ramban is saying. We never heard of such a thing. It should be a chatzishir in terms of echos as well. Unless one wants to argue a very, very fancy pshat, very lomdish pshat, according to the Ramban, that there is a question. When we spoke about this in some of the Tzachim Shurim in the last year or two in the Yun Shur, that there's a question as to when we speak about certain Yisurim in the Torah, let's say the Yisur of Gilei Arayis. So obviously a person has to do a Maisa Bia in order to violate the Gilei Arayis. But the Gemara talks about the Hanor Shabo in terms of Gilei Arayis. So the enjoyment of flesh that a person receives. So it could be that the Maisa Bia is not really the Isser. The real Isser is the Hanos. The real Isser is the Hanos Arayas. It's just that you have to have a Maisa in order to reach X amount of Hano. So the Moshe, the Gemara says that there's one opinion in Tanoim, the Sheet of Shammai, not Beisham, Shammai himself, whose opinion was that Yeh Shalich of Aveira. That if I appoint you as a Shalich to kill somebody, so I'm Chayef, because I appoint you, you're my agent. So the same with this Shalichus for Mitzvahs, the Shalichus for Aveiras as well. The Gemara says that Shammai himself, even though he held that way, would never apply that principle to give you a raise. Imagine a person says, say Bolas Erva, Reuven tells Shimon to go be Mazana with this woman. So would Shammai ever say that Reuven's Chayev? That's ridiculous. How could Reuven be Chayev? Lomotzina Zenen Evadem is Chayev. How can it be that Shimon's the one who's getting the Hanoz Bia and Reuven's going to be Chayev? Doesn't make any sense. So why is that fundamentally any different than pulling the trigger? So some explain that when it comes to pulling the trigger, killing somebody, it's the Maisa that's also. So we happen to pass in Ancient of the Vavera. So we pass in that when Reuven tells Shimon to kill somebody, when Shimon pulled the trigger, he's been doing the Maisa Ritzicha, and that Maisa Ritzicha doesn't go back to Reuven. Chiddush of Shlichos would have potentially brought that Maisa and related that Maisa back to Reuven. So that was Shammai's view. Shammai said Shlichos works for mitzvahs, for Aveiros, for Chalos, for everything. And nobody else held that way. Because we hold that the Maisa is only Nikra Hashem, the Baal Maisa himself. But by Gili Arayos, even Shammai would never have gone down that route. Why? Because by Gili Arayos, it's not a Maisa. We're not even talking about a Maisa. We're talking about Hano. So how does Hano transfer? There's no concept of Shlichos on Hano. It doesn't make any sense in the world. So since Shimon's the one who gets the Hanoz Bia, therefore Reuven can't be Chayiv. So that's the case, that if you learn Pshat in the Gemara like that, that Gili Arayis is different from other Aveiros, that the nature of the Yisra is not so much the Maisa, the nature of the Yisra is the Hanoz Shabo, so then maybe the Ramban fits in a little bit smoother. When the Ramban says, the Chiduk B'Mishav is a Chatzi Shir of Gili Arayis, what that means is, if the Yisra of Gili Arayis would have been a Maisa Aveira, this is Maisa A, this is Maisa B, the two have nothing to do with each other. But if you say that Gili Arayis is basically Asra Shem Hanoshebo, so that's what the Ramban is saying. So if you get Hano of 10 points for the Hano of the, that's the Nisukaris. And you get 5 points, so that's considered to be a Chatzishis. Maybe that's the Bir Hadov in the Ramban. But again, that's a Chiddush. Ramban's third approach, so that's awesome, and a Torah's Chatzishir is a tremendous Chiddush. So the Fashi says there are two different approaches in the Rishonim in terms of whether Chibuk Benishah, etc., or the Raisa, or the Rabbanon. And this sets the stage for us in terms of the Hachakas, because according to the Rambam, some Hachakas are the Raisa. It doesn't mean handing the keys of the Raisa. It doesn't mean eating at the same table as the Raisa, but it means at least physical contact would be an Issah Raisa. According to Rabban, even that wouldn't necessarily be the case. There is a question about just how far this goes. What are some of the parameters of this machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban? So there is a Shulchan Aruch, the third of the Rambam Kabbos, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses the Tzimukuf Tzanihei Sif Yud Zayin. Where the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Ba'ala Rofei, also the Mashish Lo Nefek. If the woman's a Nida and the husband is a doctor, so he's not allowed to take care of her. Mashish is a defek. What does that mean? To I don't think it refers to people like Steiner, translated to feeling the pulse. They weren't I don't know about history of medicine. I don't think they were taking pulse in the days of the Shulchan Aruch. I think it meant to almost like to feel their breathing, or to feel the heart rate, to touch around that area in order to assess what the situation is to the best of their ability in the 1500s. So the Shulchan Aruch says that he's not supposed to do that. So the Ramah writes, so the female kasat the drogen hetta in tzrich elav the mishamish la koshke the mutter la hamash la defek in ein rofi echa achem et tzrich elav yeshe kana b'chol ya. So the Ramah writes that when they kill the shayla, that the husband has to take care of the wife. He can feel her pulse, he can feel her heart rate, he can feel her breathing. Whatever he has to do, that would be permissible. So the Ramah says on two conditions: number one, there's nobody else around. There's no other doctor around. Let's say if it's easily, there's a doctor right there. So why does he have to be the one to take care of her? And number two, the yesh sakana b'cholya, that there's some danger involved. So when we speak a little bit later on, so we're going to talk about that. The Ramah chisels away at that also a little bit. That sometimes we permit a person to take care of his wife, even if it's not a mamash sakana. Again, we'll talk about the details of that later on down the road. But here, the Shulchan Aruch came out against it. Shulchan Aruch said that you're not allowed to take care of the wife, not allowed to touch the wife when she's a nida, even for medical reasons. And the Ramah is made up. So the Shach on that Shulchan Aruch writes, "Umiyu im achilah mesukan ve'ein sham rofim mashmu tzas v'divi tshuvas Ramban v'sham rei pikuach nefesh." So he says that what if it's mamash a case of sakana? There's no doctor around. And it's mamash sakana. So he quotes a Tshuvas Ramban and says, of course it's mutter. It's not going to be mutter for pikuach nefesh. Would anybody in a billion years think that it wouldn't be mutter for pikuach nefesh? It can't be. So the Ramban writes, of course it's going to be mutter for pikuach nefesh. Not so fast. Now the Shach quotes the Beis Yosef that says, Eladi Yesh Mamar, that the Beis Yosef puts the brakes on that Ramban. Yishloma the time of Azil. That maybe the reason why the Ramban was so makeup, I mean, this is a hot stretch, it's so makeup. The Ramban was makeup for the doctor, husband, to care for his wife, to touch his wife, to listen to her heart, the heart was still breathing. It was Pikuach Nefesh. Why was the Ramban, quote unquote, so makeup? Because the spirit lay, the Negias need the any element of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanu should tell us if a mitzvah is held, that touching a woman when she's in Nida, even if it's a Chibuk, is not necessary. Of all that Rambam, the Negias erba sur min ha-tchora, ha-cha afa bishyesh b'goch nefesh efshe diyosur. So the Beis Yosef is writing and saying that maybe the Rambam would disagree with that. Maybe the Rambam who holds that touching your wife when she's in Nida is an Issa deraisa. So he says that if that's an Issa deraisa, who says it's mutter the b'goch nefesh? Because the Gemara tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin that Gili Arayas is one of those three Averis that Yehargal Yavor. Not only is Gili, I'm just giving you life rather than violent Gili Arayas, not only is Gili Arayas itself Yehargal Yavor, but we call Abizrayu of Gili Arayas. Even smacks, even touches, even the air, the dust of Gili Arayas is also Yehargal Yavor. So the Beis Yosef, he didn't pass it this way, he just wanted Efshar. Yosef writes that maybe in the worldview of the Rambam that Gili Arayas, well, we know Gili Arayas is Yehargal Yavor, and we know that even Abizrayu, even the ashes, even the dust, even the mashal of Gili Arayas is Yehargal Yavor, and the Rambam is telling you that of course Nidas is Deraisa, namely the Isser of touching a Nidas Deraisa, it's part of Gili Arayas, so to speak. You connect all those dots, and you come out with a very, very startling conclusion. Says to Yosef, again, he didn't say the halacha, he did the lefsha. He says, maybe, that taking care of a woman when she's in Nida is not a shayla of Yehargal Yavor. That's what the Zosh state in the Bishayas. So we do not pass like this in any stretch. They said himself didn't pass like this. He just suggested it as a possibility. So the Shach says, Bechlal, it's not true. Why is it not true? So the Shach says, the Einira, in the third line, I'm up with the three, page 13, the Einira, Devadai afla Rambam leka isa deraisa elika she'osekein derech taiva v'chibas bia. Says the Shach, read the Rambam himself, when the Rambam describes the isa deraisa of chibuk v'nishuk, the Rambam gives a few examples. He says, chibuk v'nishuk, v'nene b'kiruv basar. So says the Shach, the only time that there's an isa deraisa according to the Rambam, if it's done derech taiva, it's done derech chibuk, it's done in an enjoyable fashion. If a person is taking care of his wife, but never she's laying there, she's dying, and he's taking care of us, so Masha'en Ken Hocha, says the Shach, clearly this is not what's going on here. Here he's never trying to listen to her heart rate, trying to take a pulse, trying to take care of us, she's sick. She's a Chalash Yesh B'Sakana. Says the Shach, the Nava would never say that's an Issa Deraisa. If that's not an Issa Deraisa, what's Shach to say that's Gil Arayas? What's Shach to call it? It's Rav Gil Arayas. So now we have, even though the case is a startling case, that the Shach just put the brakes on the Shittas Rambam. This statement of the Rambam that Chibuk Venisha, all kind of physical contact, is an Issa Deraisa when the woman's in need, the Shach says, not true. Not always. It says, if it's done Derech Chiba, then it's an Issa Deraisa. If it's not done Derech Chiba, then it's not an Issa Deraisa. And what is it? If it's not an Issa Deraisa, so it's an Issa Derabbanan, it's less than that, so the Shach continues. V'chein ha-minik poshet. Says the Shach, that is the clear-cut custom in Klal Yisrael. She rofim Yisraelim b'mashashin ha-defek shel isha afilu eishas ish. He says, doctors don't take care of women. He says, doctors don't take care of married women, the Shach says. He says, of course they do. Even though they're Jewish married women, o'obed is kechavim, they take care of goyish women. Then the Shach says, afa pishyesh rofim acherim afi kechavim. He says, there are other doctors. He says, well, what? Why does a Jewish doctor have to take care of a non-Jewish? Let her go to another doctor. V'chein osim shan mine mishmushim apidach erafuah. The Shach is writing in the 1600s. Shach lived in a very, very difficult time in Jewish history. He lived through Gezeiras Tach V'Tach in 1648. So the Shach writes that ma'isim b'chol yom. Jewish, from Jewish doctors, are taking care of from Jewish women. They take care of non-Jewish women. El adova poshut k'moshik asafti. He says it's obvious that it's mutter. He says it's not an Issa Deraisa. That's not what the Rambam meant. The Rambam meant only when it's done Derech Chiba. The doctor is a normal person. He's taking care of the patients, not thinking about inappropriate things. So then that's considered to be no way included in the Issa Deraisa. Wait a second. The Shach said it's not Osam in HaTorah, But shouldn't it be also in the Rabbanan? Doesn't it sound like there's some kind of this in the Rabbanan involved here? So the Shach continues. Even though the Rambam sounds that we paskin like the Rambam, still Ramo let the doctor take care of his wife. But can he do mishish adefek? Mikom makom be'ein sakana also lebayal mashad adefek, kishin niduch nisa b'tshuvaser ambar devera. Says the Shach, a little bit of a backtrack. He says that what I just said is 100% true on the level of Deraisa, that for a doctor to touch a woman who's an erva to him is heter gomer, because it's not called derech achiba. So if it's not called derech achiba, it's not awesome in the Torah. It's not even awesome in the Rabbanan. So wait a second, if it's not awesome in the Rabbanan, so then if the husband is taking care of his own wife, why should that be a problem? Why did the Ramah say not so simple? Why does the Ramah say only look up sakana? Why does the Ramah say you better find another doctor? Why is the Ramah putting the brakes on it? The Ramah didn't say you have to lose your life for it, but why is the Ramah not mopped it out right? If Jewish women go to Jewish doctors, why can't the Jewish wife go to the Jewish husband doctor? It's the same thing. If you hold this and say there are ice flying around here, so then it should be awesome to go to a regular doctor, even if it's not your husband. If you hold it, there's no Issa Deraisa. If you hold it, it's an Issa Derabbanan, it should be us also to go to regular doctors. How did it happen that we let married women go to another person to take care of her, but we won't let her go to her own husband? Well, it doesn't make any sense. So the Shach explains what makes all the sense in the world. That on the level of Deraisa, it's all mutter. On the level of Deraisa, the husband can take care of his wife, the stranger can take care of the married woman, can take care of the goyish, everything's mutter. Minatara, there's no iser, because the Rambam said the iser is chibuk v'nisha derech taiva v'nena b'kiru v'asar. So that criteria is missing. The minatara, there's nothing to it. Everything is mutter minatara. Now the question is, did Chazal make an iser derabbanan or not? So the Gemara says the favorite, we'll get that a little bit later, that a husband and a wife are not allowed to touch when she's in nida, even if shelo b'derech tashmish, even if shelo b'derech chiba. That's clear for the Gemara, because that's also. That iser is only midirabbanan. Chazal made an iser, special iser derabbanan between a husband and a wife, that they shouldn't touch one another, even if shelo b'derech chiba. Why did they make that iser? It's obvious why. Because my husband and wife, if you start to let them touch shelo b'derech chiba, next thing you know, it's going to become b'derech chiba, it's going to lead to isurim. But by a stranger, somebody else's wife, they never made that iser derabbanan. It's obviously common sense dictates that shouldn't be done under, you know, normal circumstances, but in terms of a formal iser derabbanan to be touching shelo b'derech chiba was never instituted. Therefore, the Shach says to go to the doctor's mutter. You're allowed to go to the doctor. It doesn't necessarily have to be pikuach nefesh. You can go to the dentist. You can go. It's not pikuach nefesh. You can go to the doctor. He'll give you a flu shot. I said pikuach nefesh. There are a lot of things that we do. Women go to doctors, not just for emergency procedures. And as the Shach says, that's a minute portion. Even in the days of Shach, they went to the doctors, even once necessarily, because Nefesh Mamish, and in place of Tzavtzev, nobody says that's a problem. Because the Issa Derabbanan of Shalom Derechiba was never instituted. Again, if one could misuse the Shach, one could say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, it's all Shalom Derechiba, that's absurd. Only the Rebbe Shalom knows whether it's Derechiba or not. But when the Shach is talking about activities that are generally not done derechiba, giving a flu shot is not an act of derechiba, filling a cavity is not an act of derechiba, those are activities that are never associated with derechiba. So those things were never instituted mid derabbanan by other people's wives. By your own wife, it's not a problem, because Chazal were more machmir by husband and wife than they were by strangers because of that concern, because less this lead to other things and become more common to lead with their avarice. So when all the dust settles, says the Shach, the Rambam may be right, the Rambam may be 100% right, that chibuk v'nishuk is mamish nisa deraisa. Anything that's done derechiba, either with one's own wife, with another woman, is a real bona fide issa min haTorah, unlike the Ramban. It's a real deraisa. But if it's done shalom derechiba, then at worst it could be as a derabbanan. So if it's one's own wife, it's a derabbanan. If it's a stranger, then if it's done clearly in the context of non derechiba, it's not only not a deraisa, it's not even a derabbanan, it's mamish mutter. That's the case of the doctor. So through Moshe, quoted this Shach Halacha, one of his famous tshuvas. The Moshe, the tshuva about is it mutter to go on the subway? When they asked him the shayla, so Rav Moshe, whenever he had an English word, the tshuva, he never gave like the modern day. He didn't say rakepet, he didn't translate into modern Hebrew. He wrote it out in, like you would write, like you write a ksuba, write again. He wrote it out in Yiddish. So he write, im mutter and so besubvei. Samach Aleph Beis Vav Vav Yud the subway. You're allowed to go to the subway. Why? What's the Shach going on the subway? So guys, you go on to the H-Train in rush hour, you're inevitably going to be pushing against somebody. You're going to be leaning, pushing against the woman. So what's the din? Are you allowed to do that? So Elisha calls this Tisha, he calls this Shach, he says it's Mutter. Why? He says it's Shaloba Derechiba Klal Klal, it's packed like sardines on the H-Train. He says it's Shaloba Derechiba Klal, and therefore, it's not a Nisid Deraisa, it's not even a Nisid Derabana, it would be okay. It's interesting, according to the Shach, what come out is, what if you're going with your wife on the subway? And she happens to be a Nida, then you have to be careful. Then you can't even touch the Derechiba, it's a strange din. But that's not lacha. You're not allowed to touch even shoulders. You have to stand a foot away or something. You can't even touch, even if you try your best, not even to touch Shlomo Derechiba. But if it's somebody who you have no shachas, it's told the chlal, Shlomo Derechiba, chlal, chlal. So then, unless the person somehow has inappropriate thoughts on the train, but if he's just going trying to get to work and he's getting pushed and slammed against somebody else, Rav Moshe writes, he thinks it's both the base and this pshat of the shach. So how do we paskin halacha nishara? This machlok is the man with the rabban. Lemaisa for us it doesn't make that much of a difference because to touch one's wife or to touch somebody else, but the achiv according to the rabban, the raisa, the rabban is the rabbanan. So lemaisa doesn't make much of a difference. But what would the halacha be? So what would be the test case? Whether it's the raisa or the rabbanan. So the chora, the test case would be as the Beis Yosef referred to a case of pikuach nefesh. What would the din be if it was a question of having chibah v'nishah, negiyah derech chibah v'derech taiva, in a situation of pikuach nefesh? Who could ever conjure up such a crazy case of pikuach nefesh? So the Gemara has a case. The Gemara tells the Maisa Shehoya. The Gemara tells a story in Masechet Zanen, the end of the 8th parak, about the following crazy case. The Gemara says, Maisa v'admechad shehela li batina. He got sick. I wouldn't know what the modern day translation, hela li batina, the heart, I don't know what happened. Something happened to his heart. He was mamash sick. And he went to they took him to the doctor, and the doctor said his mom should chel sheyesh b'sakana. And they said that they were talking to him, they diagnosed him, discussed with him, and it came out. They said that the only thing that's going to make him feel better is if he's going to be mezana with such and such a person. That was the doctor's orders. So they said if he's not mezana with this woman, he's not much going to die. Not much pikuach nefesh. So they came to the chacham. He asked the chacham at the door at the time, what can we do? Can we let this person be mezana? Otherwise, the doctor said, "Mamish pikuach nefesh." So Chacham said, "No, he's not allowed. He's not with a yamos v'al evil serba. He's not permitted to be with this woman. Why? Mamish right to give the rice again. Mamish right with your herba yaba. Your herba yaba doesn't only mean if someone's going to kill you. Your herba yaba means you're going to die yourself. But pikuach nefesh doesn't matter. It's your herba yaba." So then they went back to the doctor. So the doctor said, "Well, he doesn't have to mamish be with her. We'll do other things with her that will also be okay. Even things that are not quite doing itself." So they went back to the Chachamim, and the Chacham said, "Sorry, Yomus, he has to die. There's no way we can be mad to these things, even though it wasn't via Mamish. That kind of here. It's just the Bryce in the story." So the Gemara, the main of the story. So then the Gemara quotes him, Achloik, and says, "Lady Amaroyim, what was the case exactly? What exactly was this bizarre scenario?" So the Gemara quotes two different traditions as to what the details of the story were. One man, the Yomer, says that the woman involved was an Eshes Ish. The doctor said he has to be mamish b'mizana with this married woman. And the other opinion in the story was she was a single girl. So the Gemara says, why don't they just get married? It wasn't an option. So the Gemara says that if she was an Eshes Ish, then I understand the story perfectly well. The Gemara says, Bish Lamlaman the Yomar, she was an Eshes Ish, then Nicha. And the story makes a lot of sense, because it was an Eshes Ish, so it's Yaharba Yavor, so what are you going to do? Finish, give her rice, Yaharba Yavor. But if she was a Pinuya, what was the big deal? So they should have let the two of them be together, big deal. They saved the guy's never dying. So the Gemara says, you're right. Then the Ikra didn't, they should have been Matarit. But Shlow, he said, can you imagine if the rabbis would have permitted this? The Chacham would have said that, oh, it's okay, let the two single couple, let the single boy and girl be together, because doctor's orders. Everyone's going to have the same, everyone's going to get the same disease, everyone's going to come up with the same shagas. So the Chacham said that we can't, it's the Chacham, it's Harasha, even though you're right, the Ikra did, the Torah, in a sense, it's really Mutar. It's not Gilir Raish, it's not Nishazish. But we have to make a harasha, we have to make a big deal, so we have to make emergency measures, not to be such a crazy thing. Otherwise, no bidus is shofar, it's good eyes. That's how the Gemara ends. So, but it's clear from the Gemara that the only reason why the Gemara needed that chiddush is if she wasn't an Eshes Ish. According to the version of the story, she wasn't an Eshes Ish. But if she was an Eishes Ish, the Gemara says Bishlam Lamadiyam Eishes Ish Shaisa Nicha, then it makes a lot of sense, and it makes perfectly good sense why we had to come down so hard and not let the two of them be together, because it was Mamash Adin of the Argo Yama. The Gemara said that Sach of the Chachamim was not only true about Tashmish Mamash, it was true about other things as well, the Chibupinisha types of things. The Gemara says, yeah, that makes sense. That was Mamash Gili Arayas. Why is that Gili Arayas? Because that must be Losik Vilgalas Erba, that must be included in the Rambam's version of Nena Bikiruv Basar. So the Shach writes, you see from that story that the Rambam's right. And from the fact that the Gemara calls it Yehurva Yavo, the fact that the Gemara says it's so bad that we're going to make the person give up his life, and the Gemara didn't even realize it was anything unique. There was no Harasha yet. Harasha was only brought into the end of the story. Laman Diyama, she was a Penuya. But if she was an Eishes Ish, the Gemara says that the story makes a lot of sense. How does the story make any sense? It must be that it's an Issa Deraisa. He says the Shach, if it's only Derabbanan, if you can make a fellow lose his life for Issa Derabbanan, that doesn't make any sense in the world. So Shach says, you see from that story that the Rambam's right. And again, it doesn't mean all that much for us because Hachok is a Rasser anyway, and he can't touch anyway, and Chibbut Vinish, it's Rasser, all those things are Rasser anyway. But the Shach put the teeth into it by saying that the Rambam sheet is correct, it's supported by the Gemara of Sanhedrin, it's Mamash and Issa Deraisa. What forced the Shach's hand is that it was inconceivable to him that he assumed the Rabbanah would carry with him Yehorva Yavah. That was like beyond the radar screen. So Mr. Meshri will continue with the sugya that others disagree. That the Ramban disagreed, the Biragrad disagrees, that others disagree with that Shach and that Rabbah. So this is setting the stage for our caucus. We haven't talked about anything yet about what we call a caucus. You know, not handing the keys, not eating at the same table, same food, rather. There are loads and loads and loads of Yisurim that are all for sure on the Midr Rabbanan, but we didn't even get to the basics yet. According to the Rambam, at least the parsha of Achach starts out as Derai. It says, according to the Rambam, it's just like that one law, half line of the same mitzvahs. According to the Rambam, the whole notion of Achach is on the Midr Rabbanan. Next week, we'll try to continue a little bit more.